cellar dweller's got the energy, yeah. You can subscribe to our vibe. Cellar dweller's got the energy, yeah. You can subscribe to our vibe.
Dweller Talk with the freaker from your speaker, Go-Go McSprinkles.
Hello, my lovelies. Welcome to another episode of Dweller Talk, the podcast where we talk about all things Keller Williams and his music. Today's episode is a rabbit hole episode, so I hope you like them because I really like doing them. I'll try not to do too many of them too frequently. So anyway, Mr. PJ Sunset sat in with me for this episode, so he and I got to listen to some jams. PJ and I got to listen to some jams and chat about them afterwards. This was episode 3 from The Cellar. It originally aired on March 21st, 2020. I never know what to say here besides please enjoy. Please enjoy.
Hello.
Amy knows what's up.
What are you doing?
I'm getting ready to record with Mr. PJ Sunset.
Oh, you're going to do him again?
We are going to do a Go-Go Rabbit Hole episode.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to put myself on mute because I'm sure I'll have something to say.
Yep, you guys can quietly listen.
Oh man. Okay. All right. I'm going on mute.
Okay. Now Mr. PJ Sunset needs to get his butt in here. Recording invite. All right. Where are you? Come on, PJ Sunset. Yay, PJ!
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Loud and clear.
There's music in the background. Is it too loud?
No, I don't hear it at all. I hear a little bit of an echo from you, but it's not bad.
Yeah, I'm in a big like party room by myself, so.
Okay, that must just be what it is. Okay. Alrighty, sir. So we have Amy and Dexter here eavesdropping. They're going to be on mute while we chat. All right, Mr. Sunset. So I'm gonna stream. We're going to listen to the first song. I'll pause it and we'll chat and then we'll do the next song and just keep going back and forth until we've done all the songs.
Sounds fantastic.
Alrighty. So I had already listened to it this week and I took notes. This is what I did instead of working the other day. So I'm going to refer to my notes a lot, and I apologize if I get
that's fine, because I'm just going to fly off, probably work off of your note, whatever you say, and kind of build on that, and then what I see, because what I hear.
Okay. All right, guys, I'm going to share my screen. Oh, God. Am I sober enough to do this? Okay, there it is. Okay, and I'm going to share screen 2, go live. Okay. I almost forgot how to do this. And then I just play, I guess. Let me know if you don't hear it.
Is this thing working? Wait, is it working? I don't know. Welcome to Keller Cellar, episode 3. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. 4 hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time you hurt me, won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me.
All right, Mr. PJ. So the first song on here is called Lucille and I Believe. So I have to start by saying I don't know what the Lucille song is from or who sings it or anything about it. That's really the first time I've ever heard of it. What about you? Do you know what it is, where it's from?
Do not. I do not know that. I was just thinking the same thing. But when the I do have my first point that I came across, but around the 3 minute mark, he just has a sick solo jam. Just, I was like, breaks it down. It's like 3:10 maybe, and it's like 30, 45 seconds. And I'm like, "What? That was fantastic." And it's just so crisp. It was very, those early shows were just him and the guitar. So there was no cameras, or it was just him on guitar and a mic. So, like, I don't know. It just kind of gave me a little tingle when I heard it at the end.
Nice. Oh, I liked how he started the whole thing with, like with the microphone not working. He's like, "Is this thing on?" Or like, he's like, "Is this working?" And I thought that's kind of what I do at the beginning of each of my episodes when I'm, Cheese is joining us. Cheese is very happy to be here. But yeah, I struggle with the setting things up, and I sympathize with that. So that was one of my notes. And then another thing I wanted to ask you, I always get confused in "I Believe" because I don't know what he's referencing when he says Jerry copied Kinemark. Kinemark? What is that a reference to?
I thought he said Kimrock.
You don't know what it is?
What's his first name? Steve Kimrock? 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 I can't pronounce it. I don't know what he's referencing at all. But I mean, I guess somewhere someone said that he copied him. I don't know. And I'm like, I'm trying to think of what he would have copied him in. I don't know.
Okay. But I the way he sings about it, I assumed it was common knowledge and I was the only one that was unaware of what it meant. But okay, I feel a little better knowing you don't get it either. Thank goodness.
I love the Elvis, but the one right after the Kimrock, if he shaved his beard, he can live underwater. It's like, what?
Yeah. I'm like, what? I don't quite get that.
I mean, I guess it's just, maybe it's just a bunch of just crazy conspiracy theories that people think. And so he just throws them out there.
Oh, that makes sense. Because it's not necessarily what he believes, it's just things that are out there that exist. Right. Okay. That makes a little more sense. Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't think I have any other thoughts about that.
I like the ending, the little solo at the ending.
Mm-hmm. So did the solos stand out to you? I guess I don't really pay attention to them.
I know you love his voice so much. I don't, not that I hate it, I don't not like his voice. I'm just in tune to the musical side, I guess, of it, because I like how crisp, and like I said, it's just him, a guitar and a microphone, so it's very crisp. So I like to hear that.
Nice. Yeah. I like that a lot. Alrighty, sir. Let's move on to song number 2, which is The Gambler / Truth Hurts.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I am still live and Cheese is bumping my microphone. So I'm just going to go ahead and mute myself and hit play. Why I'm in great, you gotta be great. Don't text me and tell me straight to my face. Best friend sat me down in salon chair. Shampoo pressed you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. Truth is, I need something more exciting. Say bomb, 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 bomb. Yeah, well, it breaks my heart. God damn, I love that. Oh, okay. So I figured we'll kind of chat about the gambler in the beginning.
Gotta know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You
never count. I feel like that was that was really misplaced. I didn't really like that it started that song.
Yeah, it was misplaced, and also I think maybe he should have went back into it if he was going to start it like that.
Oh, but that might have been interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It just, like you said, it misplaced. I don't know. And I, when I saw the name of the song, I was like, "It hurts." And then when I started hearing, I was like, "Oh, yes, yes."
Yeah.
Pop song, very new, and I'm like, "Oh, yes." And it definitely was probably the first time he played it, which might have even been a request, but it was something that was I've never very thrown off when I heard it play it the first time. I'm like, "Oh, okay." And then it's just, but I like that song a lot. I mean, I like that he did that. It seemed, it was a lot of fun. And, you know.
I saw him play it live when I went to see it before COVID.
Really?
Yeah, he played it live. I don't remember where I was at, but.
I got boy pops and human in me. Blink, blink, then the song, and that's the demon in me. Could have had a bad bitch, not too little. Help you with your career, you go a little. You're supposed to hold me down, yet you're holding me back. And that's the sign of me not calling you.
Might have been like Harrisburg or something, but it was pretty good. It was pretty good. And I was glad he did this version.
I think
he should do an album version. I think that that song is his twist on that song is unique enough that it needs to be recorded for all times.
It's true. Definitely.
Yeah. I also noticed in the beginning of the song, I don't know if you heard it, but he starts by saying flames coming out of my neck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that a reference to? I think that sounds a little random. I don't know what it is, though.
Maybe he had some itches on his neck.
Maybe.
He's not itchy.
I thought that was weird, though. And I also thought he sang it way too quietly. I don't know if the sound wasn't adjusted right, like his microphone wasn't loud enough, or if he was.
Right.
I thought maybe it could be he wasn't very confident that he knew the words well enough, so he wasn't really projecting it.
It's but possible, too.
I wish that was louder, because I think that's a pretty good version of that song.
Yeah. I enjoyed that thoroughly. I think that, like you said, the Gambler was out of place, but I think maybe if he went back into it, it would be a little better. Would have been better, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that. But at any rate, I think overall, it's a... I enjoy The Truth Hurts enough counterbalance my distaste for The Gambler.
I say overall the second songs were a B+.
There you go. Yeah.
Want to give them a grade. Yeah.
Alrighty, on to the next one. It is called The Groove of the Storm.
Okay. Sat on my front porch to watch the storm. It was like going to a show. With thunder as the band, damn, they were rocking. And lightning danced around like a tripping hippie to her favorite band. And the rain was the applause. It seemed to go on forever till the thunder came back for an encore.
Oh, I love that so much.
Was that your first call out?
That definitely was. Yes, it was. Nah, and I
was so good.
Yeah.
It was just so good, the whole repeat offender starting the call outs at the end of that. But he started to do it at the beginning.
Someone is watching from Sweden. Hey, Rowan, hey, Rowan, hey, Rowan, say to row, row, did you really see my nose hairs? Did you really see my nose hairs? Why no piano? Well, there's no microphone on the piano. Hey, Mike, Diana, hey, Mike, Diana.
And yeah. I was like, oh, and I don't know any of those people. I mean, obviously, I knew a lot of the repeat offenders, but I was like, I don't know anybody at the beginning. I was like, yeah, he's definitely starting it. This is, And now, like, again, looking back when it was, it's like this is March 21st. This is like 7 days after the world stopped.
Yeah.
it's right beginning. So it's like, yeah. So
we were just getting started.
Yeah.
What I found was weird.
Hello to my repeat offenders. Repeat offenders, it's April Europa. Good old turtle, Steve Boone.
Well, he kind of sang the names, but he didn't play any instruments. He was just, it was just his voice. In the later episodes, he doesn't, like, he makes it into a song, you know, but I thought that was weird not hearing.
Yeah, he was just talking. He didn't even, I mean, it was literally the beginning stages of doing, like call outs. He didn't know what he was doing. It was completely random, but yeah, he's just starting it.
That makes it more special that you can see is like listening to this. It's like, oh man, this is really stale without music. You know? it's become so much bigger than it started out. And it's kind of cool to see it that way.
Right.
I'm kind of curious. Hopefully we'll find out someday who the person from Sweden was that was watching.
Yes.
I thought that'd be cool.
Our Swedish friends.
Another thing I noticed was he said, somebody asked why he doesn't play on the piano. He's like, there's no mic at the piano. And I'm like, well, that changed. You know, that's another thing that.
Well, beginning. Yeah. I remember in another episode, he mentions that it's out of tune.
Yes, I do remember that. I don't know what episode that's from.
I don't know what episode, but yeah, he definitely mentions it's out of tune. And then he says, Lou tuned it for me. And then they play it like the next night or whatever later in that episode. But yeah, the Groove of the Storm. Oh, shoot. he was talking about, obviously, I love storms and. Oh, how he stopped and said, I don't get to go to many shows as I'd like to.
I don't get out as much as I'd like to go see a show.
And, like, cried. Because nobody was going to shows because we were all locked in time. And he's just like, he was just so upset about it. And I was like, yeah, we're all upset about it. We definitely felt the same way at that point. So.
I was gonna say we all had that same pang in our heart at that same moment.
Yeah, when he said we all get to go to my show, I was like, oh, well, nobody's going to any shows right now. Oh no.
Yep. So.
But then he added a no fear in there. He's like, no fear.
Yeah.
He was like one verse. He said that, and then like the next time he went around, it was like, no fear, something, something. I was like, yeah, that's right. We'll be okay.
Yep. Yep, exactly. So, alrighty. So the next one is Vacate.
Right.
It can look like a distant twister. It's coming flame cow. A quarter mile in 3 seconds. Put up my camper and drop her down. Not so gently.
Wow.
Okay. So as I was listening to that song, I realized I don't know what that song's actually about.
That's a good question. It talks about vacating the premises, like it's a crime scene maybe, but I don't know.
I wonder if he's trying to come up with different ways that you use the word vacate. Because if there's a tornado coming, wait, no. They don't actually, he does talk about a tornado, but.
I don't know. Yeah, dust the scene. He said we got to dust this basement.
Yeah.
You know, that's a crime scene. You got to vacate. I don't know. Yeah. But
I
totally love the beatboxing throughout and then totally at the end. Like. That's something that's so good.
It is. I like the little story he says in the beginning about what showbiz is like with the point of the encore.
14 minutes, 22 seconds to the end of the show, and then the encore begins, which goes another 20 minutes, just so you know. That's one of those things. It's a show business thing. You know, we think the show is done, but it's not. It's another 20 minutes after the 30 minutes time slot. Just so you know, Yob is in the house. Yob is here. Here comes my stinky dog. You can hear his nails on the concrete floor. You can probably hear him panting. He's a fat dog. It looks like he might have gone in the river again. He smells. His tail just hit the guitar and it went bong.
Right. Which is crazy. He's only five songs in and the show is going to be over in 15 minutes. So four songs took 15 minutes.
I know. We really got spoiled at the end.
Yeah.
We really did. Like, damn, we had a good. But I liked to. So he said that Yabs was in the house. And I'm assuming that meant Yogi because he talked about his dirty nails and playing.
Their dog. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never heard him call him Yabs besides that. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I guess. It's the only dog he has. It has to be his dog, right? Yeah.
I would believe so, yeah.
Interesting. It is an interesting. Why wouldn't he call him Yogi?
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming it's just a fun nickname, but it's just an interesting thing to point out.
Yep.
Alrighty, we ready to move on?
Sure.
I do like at the end, the very end, you hear his water bottle. Like you can hear him taking a drink and hear his water bottle like make a little.
What? Wait. Oh.
Yeah. So I did like that too. Alrighty, the next one is Stargate. Oh, I don't like the light. The next one is Stargate. There we go.
Tickles my nose, the Madonna.
Man, I was into that jam so hard that I forgot what I was doing.
It might be the first time I heard Stargate. Not obviously this time, but I heard him. But yeah. When he originally played it, and I'm like, So like the story part about the hotel.
This is a song written around between 1997 and 1998. Me and my wife and two dogs were living in a oceanfront crack hotel. It was called Stargate. It was right on the oceanfront. It was $500 a month in between November and February.
The motel, whatever, like, is really intriguing. But then, like, the whole thing in general just.
So I do like that he shares that story about the Stargate Hotel. And so that the stalker in me was like, I wonder if the Stargate Hotel still exists. So I did some Googling while the song was playing, and I found something called the Stargate Oceanfront Suites on Virginia Beach, but it doesn't look like it's current. It's like Yelp reviews and like past stuff. So I'm like, okay, that probably isn't in business, but now there's a travel lodge at the same location. And I'm like, maybe you can still rent that, like rent rooms out, and maybe I could, you know, the universe could collide and I could get the room that Keller stayed in.
There you go.
That's where my brain went.
I don't know if you want to go to that room. He's getting yelled at by a SWAT team to go back inside.
Well, there is that.
So you don't know what's going on in that place. But, yeah. Maybe that's why it's not. After that, they might have closed down and then, you know, the lodge took over.
Oh, yeah. That would make sense. I also liked how he said in there when he sings really low, it tickles his nose. I thought that was really cute. I like that little tidbit. Go ahead.
Got me lost for a while. And then I'm like, oh, mate, it's over. I'm like, What's going on at this end? I still don't know what happened at the end. It was just cool.
that song does kind of suck you in, because I know I remember very clearly the moment I realized he was telling a story in that song. Because remember the one line, was it a spit of a whale? And I'm like,
what is that stuff anyway? Well, it's the spit of a whale.
Wait, what's he saying about whales? I'm like, wait, what's this song about? Like, I remember I had to like go back and listen to it again then. And it's like, oh, wow, there's a whole story in there. But it's nice now to hear him talk about the rest, like the whole story. And it's nice to get a complete picture. I like that.
Yeah.
Alrighty, the next one is Running on Fumes.
Okie dokie.
Keep my eyes open until I get there. Then I will kick it on back to Bucket Seat. Kick it on back to Bucket Seat. Scattered, smothered, covered in chunk. Maybe a short stack. Mountain Dew, many things, and Camel Lights, a big ass box of soft pack. Whatever you got in your pack, except of course for a menthol.
I have no idea what he says there at the end, but it sounds fascinating.
Portugal and the Man?
Yeah.
I'm running on Portugal and the Man.
I don't know why he says it.
Yeah, I don't know what it means, but he says it with conviction. I don't have much to say about this song. It kind of went on a little long.
Yeah. Well, it was running on fumes.
He ran a long time on fumes, I feel like.
Yeah, he did. That was good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he mentions that it's on Quattro, and I believe it is, and it felt very much like that version, just standard issue.
Standard issue, yeah. I mean, Quattro is probably my favorite.
It's a damn good album. It really is. I feel bad that he caught flack for that naming convention. I thought it was very, very witty and catchy.
Yeah, well, there's four of them.
Yeah, exactly. It just makes sense.
Yeah. I saw them in New York City Winery, and I actually got a bottle of wine, and it was signed by Keller, and then I lost it on the way home because I got too drunk.
Oh, no. What a horrible, sad, depressing, wonderful story.
It was an awesome show. Phenomenal. It was like one of my favorites, and then I was like, I drank so much, and I was like, I had to waddle back to the buses, and then I left it on the bus.
Oh, so somewhere there's this magical wine bottle rolling around.
Yep.
Keller's signature.
I mean, it was a label on him. It was signed by him. Like, he was everyone that bought the bottle. It was like his wine or whatever. He was like doing like a promo. And then he signed them, every bottle, because they only made like 25 or something.
And I bought shit.
It and I totally lost it. But
that kind of breaks my heart, dude. That's really sad.
Yeah, well, I was really, it happens when you get really drunk.
It's
my own fault.
Yeah, but I feel your pain. That must have been rough.
Yeah, it's all right.
But that's all I had to say about that. Like I said, standard issue stuff. So yeah. Let's go ahead and move on to Feel It Still.
Am I coming out of left field? Oh, I'm a rebel just for kicks, yeah. Let me kick it like it's 1986, yeah. Might be over now, but I feel it still. Whoa, I'm a rebel just for kicks, yeah. Let me kick it like it's 2006, yeah. Oh, man.
That was... Oh, my God, he's chewing the ice at the end.
I kind of want to knock that one out first. Freaker 420. That's a repeat offender, right? Don't ever request Freebird.
I didn't catch it last time.
Yeah. That crackles.
That's funny. Oh, my God. So I had a note that I think this is the only time I've ever heard him sing this song without Ella. Like, this is a classic him and Ella song, but he never sang it solo. I kind of missed her voice in it. I think my brain like puts it in there, even though it's not in there. It's like, I almost can hear her.
She definitely fits the part for this song. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
I think I hear the lyrics. Not that I don't hear it when she sings it, but I hear it more of like a story, like he does, because that's what he does. This song's more of a story when he sings it than opposed to when they do it. It's more of like a song and a duet, obviously. But yeah.
That's interesting, because your perspective kind of changes when he sings it. He sings it differently when he sings it with Ella.
Right.
Interesting. I thought it was cool. He mentioned Reed Ikulis. I think I met them. And then I liked how he was telling the stories about traveling on the road and babies falling asleep on the diesel engines.
Babies falling asleep on top of the diesel engines in the back room. Watch out for that mic stand, dog. Damn, take out my teeth, why don't you? Dog.
Yeah.
And then he yells at Yogi for almost taking his teeth out.
It's 2006 when his son was born. Is that what he was talking about? Because it was like 2006. He said we're going to party like it's 1987 was the song. And then he changes it to 2006. And then he said it was a great year.
That's an interesting question.
Because I remember that's when he was talking about the whole tour bus and everything. But pretty, I don't know.
How old is Cabell?
He's like 2 years younger than Ella.
I think so. And I remember when they do play it together, he says to her, remember 2006? I think he says you were 4 years old. So
I think he's
something like that. Like
maybe.
I don't know. I'm pretty
sure. Not one of them, obviously, but maybe that's why they sing it together. I don't know.
I really enjoy it when it's the two of them. So, but I did enjoy this. I liked at the end how he commented about don't ever request free bird.
I know.
So, all right, so let's dive into that one then.
Let's do it.
All right.
I like to swim, but I can see the bottom. Where is the challenge in swimming all alone? When I get that feeling like I am being hunted, a rush of adrenaline propels me home as I'm doing the back stroke down Alligator Alley. Flip it to the freestyle, try to pick up some speed. Ain't no time for breath.
I think a really good version of Alligator Alley. I really enjoyed that. Although I realized I don't have anything else to say about that.
Alligator Alley, I was just, I lost it. I enjoyed it.
I feel like it was a little standard issue too, you know.
Right. I've
heard that kind of version of it before, so it wasn't really new and exciting for me, I guess. But yeah, it's a nice version. I do enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right, so the last song for episode three is Bob Rules. And on Archive, they have it all as one. Yeah, so that's why there's so many other songs.
I was like, that's a lot of songs. How's that going to fit in that time frame? Like, he kept how he said it was over like that.
Yep, so there's the 3 p.m. set and the 9 p.m. set. So we're just doing one more, because I don't think I could do more than one more.
Yeah, my phone's actually on like 15%, so it works out well.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's get listening to the last one, and then we'll wrap up.
Sounds good.
I guess that I fell back asleep, slept right through that show. Next time I'm in LA, you know where I'm gonna go. All because the voice of an angel belonging to Rod Roddy called my name and said, come on down, you're the next contestant. Oh my God, I was hyperventilating. I hope I do not.
Oh, I hate that it gets cut off. It just kills me.
He was trying so hard. He was like, oh my gosh, there's not going to be enough time. It was so good.
He was so close. Yeah, he made it so close.
And he was going so fast. And I love that he just brought the tempo up. And he's just like, I got to get that. It was amazing.
It was. It was kind of nice because that song, we've all heard it so many times, it can get a little stale. So it was kind of nice that we rushed through it. I got to enjoy it with Lanot being, I don't know, bogged down by it. So here's another question. I don't know if you know the answer, but I noticed every time he calls out Fluffhead, he sings a little ditty. Is Fluffhead like an actual song?
Yes, it's a fish song. Actually, there's Fluffhead and Fluffhead Reprise.
Oh.
So many requests, so many repeat offenders. Fluffhead 811, Fluffhead. Thank you, Fluffhead 811.
So yeah. That's probably why he's... Because I'm like, every time it's the same little ditty, and I'm like, really like it. It's really cute. Why does he get a special tune?
Yeah, that's Fluffhead. It's a quality one.
I see.
Long out, jammed out song.
Nice. I'll have to check it out. The only other thing that I'd put down in my notes is that I love when he goes, I fucking love you guys.
This is Keller Cellar episode number 3. Support for Keller Cellar episode number 3 is provided by everyone watching right now. Oh my God, thank you. You're the best. I fucking love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I might try to get that in my podcast. I thought that'd be cool, like maybe to end the episode or something. Add that in there as kind of like a little thing at the end.
There you go. I like it.
I thought that would be a really cool clip. I'm like, thank you. I love you fucking guys.
Yeah, and this is early on. So like, he's obviously thanked us so much and always says he loves us and that's great. But like early on, he was still saying the same thing. Like,
yep. He's loved us since the very beginning of the summer.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. All righty, good sir. Well, I think it's time for me to get back to reality. I've I've spent enough time indulging in my Keller session. So it's time to get back.
Have a great night.
You do the same. Thank you so much for taking time to do this with me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
All right. And Mr. Amy, Miss Amy and Mr. Dexter, thank you for being flies on the wall here.
It was hard. It was great, but it was hard. I wanted to be like, no, but that's this. So thanks for letting me listen in. It was great.
Sure thing. All right. I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Peace.
Gotta get my stuff set up here. For today's random Keller Jam, I decided I was going to go with Feel It Still. I don't know if that's the actual name of the song, but that's what it's called on Archive. I like the version he does with Ella. I think that's classic and timeless and just a work of art. And this was the first time I had heard him sing it by himself. So I think that's why I picked it, because it's a unique jam that we don't always get to hear. Alrighty, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go smoke some pot and play Connect Four. Peace, love, and kingdom.
Ridiculous, ridiculous, wants to hear this song. He's a repeat offender. He keeps requesting this song. I figure I should knock it out. Can't keep my hands to myself. Maybe buzz them off and baby boot them back up on the shelf. In case my little baby girl is in need. Got another mouth to feed. Leave her with the babysitter, mama called the grave digger. Am I gone with the falling leaves? Am I coming out of left field? Oh, I'm a rebel just for kicks, yeah. Let me kick it like it's 1986, yeah. Might be over now, but I feel it still. Whoa, I'm a rebel just for kicks, yeah. Let me kick it like it's 2006, yeah. Oh, man. That was a really, really good year. Oh, 2006. Tour buses, babies falling asleep on top of the diesel engines in the back room. Watch out for that mic stand, dog. Damn, take out my teeth, why don't you? Dog.
Well, there's a 45-second lag on the computer. By the time it comes back, everybody will have figured it out. We can make a war for peace. Even today, I'm living goodbye to my hopes and dreams. Stop flipping for my enemies. We can wave until the walls come down. Time to give a little to the kids up in the middle of the hall until it falls. Don't bother me. Let's get this song over with. And oh, I'm a rebel just for kicks, yeah. Let me kick it like it's 1986, yeah. Might be over now, but I feel it still. Whoa, I'm a rebel just for kicks, yeah. Your heart is an abyss for my love to eclipse. Something like that. Feel it still, you know. I feel it still. Ah. Kind of want to knock that one out first. Freaker 420. That's a repeat offender, right? All right. Don't ever request Freebird.